This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
You know, I have this thing where I go back and forth on something, on how I feel. You probably have that with several things in your life, but you know what? You want to know what does that to me? It's Republicans. Anybody on the right, doesn't have to be a Republican. Anyone on the right who still makes some attempt at extending a hand to the left with the expectation the left will extend a hand back. And here are the two emotions I go through. Sometimes when I see anybody do that, I get angry with them. What are you, stupid? They hate you. They want to kill you. What are you, stupid? Sometimes I have anger. And then there are other times where I look at them almost like a child, a child who still believes in the tooth fairy. Maybe a little too late, right? 15-year-old still believes in the tooth fairy, where you look at them and you think, oh, that's kind of precious. It's really naive, but it's kind of precious at the same time. I'm sorry, but your father's Democrat Party is gone. It's gone. I know they still carry the name Democrat, I know. But I don't know. I was a JFK Democrat. I was a Bill Clinton Democrat. I understand they still carry the name. That party is gone. The Democrat Party of today bears no resemblance at all to what it used to be, or what your dad voted for, or maybe what you want it to be. And every time we turn around, the Democrats are the ones showing us that. It's not like I need you to sit here and tune into I'm Right Every Night on the First, although we're grateful you do, and take my word for it. Every time they talk, every time they take power, they tell you who they are. It's time to stop believing in the tooth fairy. I think a wonderful example of this, and in a way, I'm almost happy Democrats won in Virginia, because it's a wonderful example of this. Don't get me wrong, I would rather that people who live in Virginia don't have to suffer, but Democrats took power in Virginia. Virginia is not Connecticut. It's not California. You can argue, I could argue all day long, it's blue, it's purple, it's trending red, we could argue, but there is an argument to be had. They did just have a Republican governor, so it's not totally gone. Democrats just took power. You know what they're doing? Highest taxes in the country. Boop, immediately, gone. The governing as if it's Connecticut. They've moved to eliminate Republican seats. They have moved to eliminate mandatory minimum sentences for rapists and child predators. Let me repeat that one more time before I go on. Democrats took power in a, we'll call it a purple state, and one of their first orders of business was to get rid, or try to get rid, of mandatory minimum sentences for people who rape children. Your dad's Democrat Party is gone. Gone. Whatever it was, this is the party of demons now. They're pushing to do state-enforced homosexuality in schools. Can't have Aiden, Jaden, and Braden growing up to be straight with wives and children, after all. The Virginia Senate right now attempting to make gun ownership illegal. Let me stress again, this is not California. This is a purple state that just had a Republican governor. They're pushing bills that will ban immigration laws from being enforced within 40 feet of a polling place. Huh. Well, that's interesting. What opportunity would there be for people who enforce immigration laws to enforce them at a polling place? Are you relying on foreigners to vote, Democrats? Well, of course, the answer is yes. This is what they did in a purple state when they took back power. This is not like an abnormality at all at the highest levels of the Democrat Party, whether it's J.B. Pritzker, Gavin Newsom, Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries. We're not talking the AOCs of the world anymore. The power brokers in the Democrat Party are pushing the most insane demonic things. Did you think just because Donald Trump won in November, these people were going to go back to the drawing board and say to themselves, I don't know, we're kind of too insane. Maybe we've gone too demonic. These people don't think that way, because as I've explained to you so many times before, you're not dealing with bad, you're dealing with evil. And the difference is, a bank robber is bad, and he may wake up one day, maybe in prison, maybe otherwise, and say to himself, you know, I want to change my life. It's bad to go steal from other people. I'm going to change my life. Bad can change. The devil never does. Demons never do. They don't ever wake up one day and say, ever, ever. They don't ever wake up and say, you know, we probably took that a little too far. Gosh, I feel terrible about what we've done. This is evil now. And that's what we have to tackle. Just accept this. If nothing else, accept this. People who come into any country illegally should be deported. It's a basic line. It's a basic truth. And that's not an American line. It's not for modern day. All throughout the history of mankind, that's just, choose your language, but you could walk into any society and say that to virtually anybody, and they'd say, Well, yeah, you can't just allow people to come in illegally. Someone has to go and find them and arrest them and deport them. Yeah. This is how Democrats talk about ICE.
I am in support of abolishing ICE.
Well, they shouldn't have more money at all. In fact, agency shouldn't continue as it is.
So this agency must be abolished.
ICE needs to be abolished. It cannot be reformed. And Christian Noah must be impeached. And as this...
I intend to introduce a bill to abolish ICE. We need to make ICE go away.
Right out in the open. We're not talking about some leaked text messages here between Democrat politicians. One of the two major political parties in the United States of America now has a stated platform that the deportation agency of the country should be abolished because they're getting rid of people who are here illegally. What do you want me to say? 15 minutes ago, Eric Holder, Barack Obama's attorney general, was on camera saying their plans for the Supreme Court.
It pains me to say this. I think the Supreme Court is a broken institution. And it's something that has to be, I think, a part of the national conversation in 26 and in 28. What are we going to do about the Supreme Court? And I think that we have to think about, again, talking about the acquisition and the use of power. If there is a Democratic trifecta in 2028, and I think the possibility of that is pretty good, Supreme Court reform is something that has to be considered. Term limits, I think, at a minimum, potentially expanding the court is something I think that also should be considered.
The acquisition and the use of power. These people did not go back to the drawing board after November a year ago and say to themselves, we've gone too far, we should back off, maybe we're too evil now, that was wrong. They went to the drawing board after a loss in November, and you know what they told themselves? We didn't go near far enough. We didn't punish our enemies near enough. We didn't use our power near as much as we should have used our power. They didn't go to the drawing board and say, you know what, arresting Donald Trump and all those January Sixers, pro-lifers, school board moms, maybe that was too far. Oh my gosh, that's not what they think at all. Here's Jamie Raskin and Hakeem Jeffries.
If and when we come back to power, and we will, we are not going to look kindly upon people who facilitated, to use a word of the day, who facilitated authoritarianism in our country. Because that's an assault on our Constitution and on our people.
One thing to understand, as people who are flirting with the Trump administration or doing the bidding of the Trump administration or engaging in the pay-to-play schemes of the Trump administration, the statute of limitations is 5 years. Donald Trump and this toxic administration will be long gone, but there will still be accountability to be had. And that process, of course, begins now, but it will not be complete until perhaps there is an independent Department of Justice, certainly an independent House of Representatives, in Democratic hands.
Department of Justice. I wonder if these people take power again in 2028, I wonder what they're going to do with that Department of Justice.
Trump and all of the bottom-feeding morons surrounding him, and Elon Musk and all the bottom-feeding Klingeroners that surround him, I think they commit crimes every day. And I think to reconcile all of this is going to take hardcore, not integrity Democrats. F*** you, Democrats. F*** you for f***ing over our country. We are serious about this. We are prosecuting. We're going to uncover every document, every phone call, everything you did. We will be relentless about it.
The Nazis ultimately lost. Nazi ideology was outlawed through denazification. One day we will see the demagification of this country. It will come. And you know what else happened? Leaders of the Nazi regime were prosecuted and tried as war criminals.
I want Stephen Miller to be the number one in the Nuremberg trials when this is done. When this is done, I want Stephen Miller to be the first one who is tried and convicted and dangles.
Remember what I said in October? Do you remember what I said to Republicans who, let's turn down the temperature? There's no turning down the temperature because you don't have the ability to do so, and neither do I. Nobody on the right can turn down the temperature. The temperature can only be turned down from the left. And let's be frank about this. Let's just be frank about this. They watched an ambush of Steve Scalise and others, and they didn't turn down the temperature. They watched Donald Trump get shot in the ear and another man get his head blown off that day, and they didn't turn down the temperature. Another assassin tried to kill Donald Trump, but they didn't turn down the temperature. Charlie Kirk died out in the open, on video, for everyone to see, and they didn't turn down the temperature. They're not going to turn down the temperature. They're going to turn it up. I look at these people on the right. Oh, we should extend a hand. I love them. Well, let's have unity. And it's honest, it's like a child who still believes in the tooth fairy. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I am right. 2026 is going to be a good year. And it, maybe you're thinking, well, no, it can't be. We have midterms and the deportations and the communists. No. I'm talking about for you and for me. When you start natural herbal supplements from Chalk, you will notice something. It's like if there's an energy meter in your body, a good mood meter, it just gets turned up a little. Every single day, you start taking it. Now, 60 days from now, it's palpable. 90 days, you're like a different person. 20% increase in your testosterone if you're taking a male vitality stack. Female vitality stacks for the ladies, it'll make you better at work, better at home. Your whole life is better. Try it. 4 years I've been taking one. I'm a believer every single day. Chuck.com/JesseTV. Remember when we talked earlier, 10, 15 minutes ago, about how all this is trained and funded, all this communist street animal activity? You got all that. But then, remember when we talked about who that propaganda is aimed at? You see, there are a million parables out there, wonderful parables in the Bible about a seed, how it needs to get into the right soil to grow, right? If it lands on just stone, it's not going to grow. It has to land on fertile soil that's ready for a seed, made for a seed. Well, when it comes to communist seeds, you're a stone. That's the biggest compliment in the world. You could watch things on your phone all day, watch the news, hear all this communist propaganda, and it's just never going to take root in you because you know the truth. You've been exposed to the truth. You probably talked to other people about the truth. It's not going to work on you. The communist knows that. The communist needs soil, good, fertile soil, so his revolution can grow. How do you ensure, if you're a communist, that you will have this fertile soil? Well, you got to make it sometimes. This is part of the reason we've been talking so long about communists and children. And it's part of the reason we've been warning for so long, they are after your children. Lenin talked about, I need 4 years with our nation's youth. They know they want the children. If they can get to the children, they can turn that child from stone into topsoil. Topsoil that is ready, tailor-made for communist propaganda. Why do you think these people become teachers? Allow me to introduce you to a teacher.
His move should have been to go like this if he was really afraid. Your job as a police officer is to de-escalate.
A split second.
No, he had, no,
yes.
No.
Yes.
She was not, I'm not going to argue with you. Yes, you're arguing right now.
You're arguing.
Because watch the video. He was not
just
in danger.
Just because you're yelling doesn't mean you're winning an argument. Just because you're yelling doesn't mean you're winning.
Cash?
Good for the students for standing up to her. That woman didn't take a job as a teacher to teach Aiden, Jaden, and Braden how to read or do math or teach them about history. She took a job as a teacher to create topsoil so that communist seed would find fertile soil. That's why she's there. And the scary thing is, yes, that student, couple students that sounded like were standing up to her, she gets a new batch of students every single year. And for her, remember, she's a communist soldier. That's how she views herself. Every single year is an opportunity, not to teach, to recruit. That's what she's there to do, to recruit more soldiers for the revolution. And it's not just the teaching profession, of course. You see, the three most damaging things that communists have infiltrated in the United States of America, the education system, the legal profession, and I'm sorry to say this one because it's going to make you wince, the medical profession. This has been happening for years now in medical schools. We don't want to think about our doctors and nurses that way. They have white lab coats. They're changing our bedpans. They're so very nice. They care for us. But you didn't think the communists were just going to let that go, did you? You didn't think the communists were just going to allow a profession that's outside of politics. Communists don't operate that way. Now, what kind of person, what kind of a nurse might be helping you deliver your baby? Maybe this kind.
As a labor and delivery nurse, it gives me great joy to wish Caroline Leavitt a fourth degree tear. I hope that you rip from, bow to stern, and never normally again, you.
She's not alone. I could play for you. I'm not going to, because I don't want to dishearten you. I could play for you right now. We've played it before on the show, a video of the graduation ceremony at Columbia Medical School, where the students are all proclaiming their loyalty to DEI and equity and things like that. Don't get sick. Nurse after nurse, doctor after doctor in the United States of America. It's no longer the kindly old white guy in a lab coat who just wants to help you clear up the sniffles. They're communist revolutionaries. Might want to be careful wearing that MAGA hat in the doctor's office. All right. I don't think big business is an ugly word. I really, truly don't. But here's what bothers me so much about it is these big corporations and big banks, they get in league with each other and they only work with each other, and they crowd out, they ignore, they stiff arm small businesses. Small businesses, I'm very familiar with small businesses. My parents started one when I was about 18, 19 years old. They need capital. You need capital? And what happens is you go to these big banks and they say, nah, we're not interested. We have a big company we're dealing with. That's why Cardiff is here. $500,000, same day financing. Do you need capital? We got to make payroll. I need cash now. The big businesses that are making your life miserable, you don't need them. Cardiff is here for you. Go find out what they can do for you at cardiff.co/Jesse. cardiff.co/Jesse. Let's talk about warfare, shall we? Now, stop for a moment. I understand when we're talking about politics in America today that it's tempting to say, well, we're not at war. This isn't war, Jesse. Maybe you're a veteran. Jesse, I've seen war. No, you're correct, kind of. There are various kinds of warfare. There's all-out big warfare, countries smashing against each other, mass slaughter. There's guerrilla warfare. There are rebellions, insurgencies, political war. There's many, many, many different kinds of war. But right now, it's important for all of us to understand, we've had this talk before, that they are at war. You may not be. You may not want to be. I certainly don't want to be. I just want to live a normal life, raise my kids, eat pizza. But they are at war. And in all war, all forms of it, no matter what form it takes, you conduct operations. You plan and plot an operation. Maybe you're going to get a group of dangerous men in a war, Nazi Germany, and you're going to parachute in and blow up a bridge. That's an operation. Maybe in propaganda wars, political wars, maybe you have or think you have identified a weakness in the enemy, and you are going to try to exploit that weakness, to hurt the enemy by finding a weak point and exploiting that weakness. There is an op going on right now against the right, against the Trump administration, and I hope you can see it. If not, after I lay it out for you, you most definitely will see it. Republicans are participating in it, knowingly, probably. Some of them unknowingly, just stupid and naive people. Also, that's a probability. So what is the op going on? First, let's acknowledge what we talk about all the time. We will always acknowledge this because we have to understand it. Otherwise, nothing else matters. The mass importation of foreigners is the central pillar of the communist revolution in Western civilization. With it continuing, they cannot possibly lose. The revolution will succeed. Without it, if we stop this importation and deport the barbarians, they cannot possibly win. The communist revolution fails. It is their everything, their all in all. Therefore, the deportation of foreigners done currently by the Trump administration has the communist revolution, not just in America, across the globe, it has them mortally afraid. It has to stop. It has to be stopped. In their minds, we are going after their everything. That's why they're fighting the way they're fighting. So, in a place like Minnesota, you know, we've been talking about it for weeks now. Minnesota is a communist-run state, top to bottom, AG, governor, lieutenant governor, all the way down to Minneapolis, the mayor, the chief of police. It is a communist-run state from top to bottom. It's a state where foreign barbarians, rapists, and murderers find safe haven. The Trump administration correctly has gone in there to remove them. The communists, for reasons I just laid out, do not want to help. In fact, they're doing everything in their legal power to stop the deportation of these barbarians. But they keep running into snags, you see. The American people, in poll after poll after poll after poll, continue to say that they want the mass deportation of foreigners. The American people, pick your number, depends on the poll, 56%, 54%, 59%. The American people want every illegal deported, not just rapists and murderers. They want them all gone. So what to do? What to do if you're a communist and you're losing that propaganda campaign? Well, you organize, train, and send out your street animals to get right in the face of ICE to do the adult version of the kids thing where they do that, I'm not touching you, I'm not touching you, when they're an inch away from your face. And thus, of course, that's going to end up in bad things happening on camera. We have two dead communist street animals in recent weeks. The most recent one is Alex Preddy. Now, the Trump administration, I understand what they did. I understand why they did it. The Trump administration chose to send in Tom Homan and sideline Kristi Noem. I understand why they did it. They're worried about image. They're worried about how it looks. I get that. The problem with doing that is the communists interpret that as weakness. The communists, when you do things like that, they see a weak link, a weak spot in the lines. Thus, they will try to exploit that spot. It's to hurt us. It's to hurt you. It's to hurt me. This is why they're all over Kristi Noem.
We don't have sound. I think we're muted here.
Good afternoon, Chris.
Good
Thank
afternoon.
Thank you for having me on. Kristi Noem is a despicable, corrupt, pathological liar. We've seen her slander not just one, but two American citizens, patriotic Americans, who were killed without justification on the streets of Minneapolis in the last few weeks. She's deeply unqualified. She never should have been confirmed to begin with by Senate Republicans, and House Democrats have called for her to be fired immediately. And in the event that she is not terminated, we are prepared to initiate impeachment proceedings against her in the House of Representatives.
Okay. Well, Democrats don't have control of the House. They want to impeach Kristi Noem. How do they plan on accomplishing this? Well, this is the thing. This is what we have to be so shrewd about. We have to recognize ops, and we have to choose. You and I have to make a choice to not participate in the op. What's the Democrat plan? Get Republicans on board.
Well, the president has given no indication that he's ready to fire her or even thinking about it. And you, as I don't need to tell you, are in the minority. So how do you do that? I mean, what can you do? Have you spoken to the speaker? Do you have any sense that there are Republicans who would stand by you in an impeachment process?
I have to build the case so that we can convince a handful of Republicans, as we have done on other issues, that the time is now to hold the Department of Homeland Security accountable.
Credit to Hakeem for his honesty there. He lays it out. He's handed it to you, to me, on a silver platter. It's an op. You just have to convince a handful of Republicans. But see, that's the problem. He knows he can. He knows he will. See, you're a human being with some intelligence. You're not going to fall for this op, even if you don't like Kristi Noem, and I'm not a big fan. But you're not going to fall for what is an obvious op, right? Surely, Republicans who do this for a living wouldn't fall for an obvious op, except they would.
I think that what she's done in Minnesota should be disqualifying. She should be out of the job. Mm-hmm. And I mean, really, it's just amateurish.
That's Tom Tillis, the retiring senator from North Carolina. The same Tom Tillis, I'm sure this is a coincidence, who worked with low-T Senator James Lankford on an amnesty bill. Did you know that? Amnesty-loving Tom Tillis collaborating with the communists on an op to remove the DHS secretary, the same Tom Tillis who has tried for amnesty before. Are you starting to understand the game here? Look, it's not just Tom Tillis. Remember, he didn't say, I need one, I need a handful. Here's the Republican senator from the red state, allegedly, of Utah, John Curtis.
The best thing I can do is set my example. And I think all of us need to wake up every morning, look in the mirror and say, what are we doing? What am I doing specifically today to make this country a better country, to make all of our immigrants feel more welcome?
What? Want me to read you something? This is from my producer. Keep in mind, Congressman Nick LaLota, he represents a district that is a Trump plus 10 district. For you non-political nerds out there, that means it's blood red. That means Democrats won't even try, probably, to compete in a district like that. A district that can and should elect the most blood red anti-communist possible. He just sent an email out to his constituents. I won't bore you with all the details, but he's deeply disturbing what's happening in Minneapolis, regardless of political party, of course. And it ends with, That begins with rejecting political extremism on all sides, as if the right is participating in extremism by deporting illegals. He continues, restoring respect for law enforcement and constitutional rights, and remembering that disagreement never justifies chaos or violence. I start by offering criticism of my own party. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem was wrong to label Alex Pretty a domestic terrorist without evidence. We know now from things that have come out that Alex Pretty was a trained communist. Trained. He was part of a communist street animal group. He has received training. He has been injured before. In fact, a week before doing communist street animal things, that's exactly what he was. Communists run ops all the time. They identify weaknesses, they exploit said weaknesses, and they only ever succeed if people on our side, if we're going to call it that, choose to participate. Recognize a communist op when you see one and browbeat your useless GOP congressman and senator into never, ever, 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 ever participating in one. And now that's easy when the target of the op is someone you like. But how do you handle it when it's someone you hate? Now, I don't hate Kristi Noem, but I don't care for her. She's just not my speed. But I understand a communist op when I see one. Therefore, I refuse to participate in it, even if the target of it is not someone I care for that much. Shrewd as snakes and innocent as doves. Remember that. We have to use this. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I am right. Mortgage rates are at a 3-year low. Do you know that right now? People are buried in debt. I'm paying 20, 30% on this. American Financing is here to help dig you out of that. Some people, they're saving $800 a month. Stop just stressing. Stop just trying to cover the interest. American Financing is here. They're going to help dig you out of things, but they can't do it unless you get a hold of them. I know what it's like. I understand the stress that comes with it. American Financing knows, and they're the ones you can trust to help dig you out. Mortgage rates at a 3-year low. Rates in the fives? That was unheard of a year and a half, 2 years ago. It's crazy. Go to AmericanFinancing.net/Jesse or call 866-891-2821. All right. So we've talked before many times about the world of make-believe that communists live in. That they live entirely in a world that is not real. You really have to think about Democrats now as insane. I'm really not genuinely being mean. They're people who believe things, and they believe it all the way, things that are just not true. How many Democrats do you know, relatives, co-workers, who believe Donald Trump told them to inject themselves with bleach during COVID? How many do you know? How many relatives, Democrats, are in your life who think Donald Trump called Nazis very fine people? They believe it, and they believe it all the way, don't they? Now, keep in mind, those two particular instances, they're on video. Your Democrat, the liberal Aunt Peggy in your life, could pick up a phone right now and watch the video of what he actually said. Take 5 seconds, depending on your internet connection. Yet, legions and legions of people believe that. A world of make-believe. But why build it? What's the actual point of it? Because people don't want to be known as liars, right? Okay. Well, you ever play the game Hungry, Hungry Hippos? Or at least you've seen the game, I assume. Let me go ahead and dumb this down in case maybe you're a little bit younger. I don't even know if the game exists anymore. Everyone from my generation knows what I'm talking about. Hungry, Hungry Hippos. What was it? All right, so there's this round board. It's a flat board, right? And there's these hippos lined up around the outside of it. And you have a little lever, and you press the lever down. And what happens when you press the lever down is your hippo opens up his mouth, and he reaches out, and he tries to grab all these balls that are on that round board. the idea, of course, you probably already figured it out. The general idea of the game is you want to grab as many balls as possible and bring them over to your side. That's how you win the game, right? All right, so I want you to think about society as, well, all the people in society as the balls on that platform of Hungry Hungry Hippos. And the idea for the communists is simply this. It's not truth or facts or anything. Those things are completely out of their minds. They don't care about that. This is all about the revolution. The idea is to grab as many of those people as they possibly can and bring them in. And once they bring them in, if they can bring them in, oftentimes they never get back out. If you can reach out and grab that person, grab them with the lie you tell and bring them in, well, if the truth comes out a couple days later, month later, it's too late. The ball has already been taken in. It's over. It's too late. Communists understand that's how the human mind works. We're all kind of built that way. When we hear something or see something and we believe it to be true, we don't want to change our minds. We oftentimes will not change our minds. Several recent examples of this come to mind. Remember, obviously, the horrible, horrible assassination of Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk was murdered by some guy. Now, keep in mind, we have the text messages. We have the exchanges now. His whatever tranny, furry boyfriend. This is a textbook left winger. We have the testimony from his family saying he went left wing. It's a left winger who killed Charlie Kirk because Charlie Kirk was a leader on the right. This is known. It's factual. Family, friends, it's factual now. Remember when Jimmy Kimmel came out right afterwards and said this?
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
What? No. Why would he say that? Surely he's sorry. Surely he... Well, Jimmy Kimmel's playing Hungry Hungry Hippos with your mind. No, he's not going to get you. I'm not worried about you, but he got someone in your family, didn't he? He got somebody you work with, didn't he? You know somebody who thinks Charlie Kirk was killed by a right winger, don't you? And that was the idea. And this is why I tell you that communists lie about everything all the time. It's like breathing for them. It's just, they understand that's part of their religion. It is a built-in part of their religion. You lie about everything all the time in order to win the Hungry Hungry Hippos game. Speaking of hippos, here is Tiffany Cross on CNN.
Charlie Kirk was murdered, the president.
Not by a left-wing extremist. But that person espoused very right-wing extremists.
What? What'd she just say? What? Whether, maybe she believes it. I mean, she's stupid, so maybe she believes it. Maybe she doesn't, but Tiffany Cross hasn't stopped playing the game of Hungry Hungry Hippos because she knows your liberal Aunt Peggy needs that constant reinforcement in her mind of the lie. Now, the most recent communist street animal who got himself killed in Minneapolis, Alex Preti. This is a guy, again, this is not me guessing on things now. I don't even have to do that allegedly thing. We know he was part of these communist street animal groups. We know that he had already had several confrontations with law enforcement. These are things we know. We have video. This is your textbook mentally ill, violent communist street animal out there in the streets every chance he gets. That's what we know. We know this is the type of person, no matter who you are, maybe even if you're hate watching the show, this is the type of person you don't want to have dinner with him. If you have a daughter, you certainly wouldn't want her to date him. You wouldn't want him to live next to you. You wouldn't want to work with him. You don't want to be around somebody like this who's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You know that. We know this. This is how they're talking about him.
They chose to, they killed the wrong guy.
right? Because this is like the perfect guy. Alex Pretty is the guy you would want to date your daughter. The guy you would want your son to grow up to be. A decent human being who was serving humanity, serving sick veterans who is, there is nothing that has been said about that man that isn't wonderful. And so they can't malign him. They can't malign him because we have the videos.
Just a big lie. How could she say that lie? How could she be so bold as to say that lie? We have videos like this.
Look at you! That's a straight you guys!
This is a moment the news movement filmed on January 13th in Minneapolis, showing a man who appears to be ready interacting with federal immigration agents 11 days before Border Patrol shot and killed him. Our footage was by the BBC, whose facial recognition technology confirmed his identity to a 97% degree of accuracy.
Yet she stood up. He was perfect in every way. How could you tell that lie? For her, it's not lying. She's playing hungry, hungry hippos. And no matter what, it didn't work on you, of course, but no matter what, she's been able to grab some of those balls and bring them in. She has. Credit to Maze Moore, who always does such funny stuff. Elizabeth Warren got up and talked about how wonderful he was, and Maze put it on that video.
Caring for people was at the core of who he was. He was incapable of causing harm. Alex carried patience, compassion, and calm as a steady light within him. Even at the very end, that light was there. I recognized his familiar stillness and signature calm composure.
Pretty good. That tire done pretty good. Senator Dick Durbin, United States Senator from the state of Illinois, got up on the floor of the United States Senate and shared a picture showing these ICE agents executing him. Except it was AI. It's an artificial intelligence picture. One of the officers in the picture doesn't even have a head. They just lie about everything all the time. They can't help themselves. It's part of the revolution. Here's one of the founders of Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream.
I was prepared to make a special ice cream today to memorialize and celebrate the life of Renee Good. But now that Alex's murder makes it clear that the murder of Renee and the government's lies were not a mistake, but standard operating procedure, I just don't have it within me. We all live in Minneapolis now, because Minneapolis is only the beginning of what they have in mind. They're coming for anyone, anywhere, who doesn't submit. A brazen, arrogant, masked, militarized force, loyal only to Trump and immune from prosecution. Submit or be murdered, video them and be murdered, protest and be murdered, or at least be placed on a list of domestic terrorists and investigated. This is not freedom. This is not the right to free speech or the right to protest. This is not America. This is sheer cruelty. This is the beginning of the end of the land of the free, unless we make it the home of the brave.
You can sit and scream all day long, but that's a lie. He's lying. He's playing hungry, hungry hippos. He's just trying to bring in as many as possible. And of course, that kind of rhetoric, the balls he brings in, they're fully radicalized. If you get enough of those mentally ill balls in your camp, it's not going to be hard to find somebody who's violent, mentally ill enough to go out and do something about it. They're practically begging everybody to go do something about it. Remember this guy, what's his name again? Giancarlo Esposito from Breaking Bad. Listen to this.
This is time for a revolution. It's time for it, and they don't even know that's what they're starting. You know, some very rich old white men are exerting their power to suppress our own people, thus creating a feeling of civil war in the streets, preparing the hate, the haters to hate, teaching them how to shoot. They're not even trained right to kill. This is all a preparation for a very insidious problem that's happening in our world. And for me, I have to speak out that we will not be iced out. This is not going to happen. They can't take us all down. If the whole world showed up on Putin's doorstep or on the Iranians' doorstep or in Washington, it would they'll kill 550 million, however, but the rest of us would survive with a new. This is time for a revolution.
Pretty brazen call for revolution. Of course, keep in mind, he's not going to show up. He wants your liberal Aunt Peggy to show up. She's sitting at home popping SSRIs out of a Pez dispenser. She's going to show up. Ah! She's going to show up and go die. He'll be sitting at home eating caviar, watching the masses die with that smug, stupid look on his smug, stupid face. They're playing hungry, hungry hippos, and that's why they lie. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I am right. It's time to lighten the mood. Monday it comes out. JesseKelly.com. Go put in your email address. We're going to send it out to you. It will not cost you a dime. We're not charging anybody for it. JesseKelly.com. And I'll give you a little hint. China is going to hate me more than they already hate me now. Go, sign up. See you then.